Welcome back, and in this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson we're diving into one of the most effective tricks for drum and bass, jungle, and rolling bass music, building a breakbeat color breakdown with crunchy, sampler texture. The goal here is not just to make a break sound dirty, we want the break to evolve, we want it to start readable, groove properly, and then slowly turn into something more damaged, more gritty, more alive. That movement is what makes a section feel like it's unfolding instead of just looping. This is especially powerful for intros, build sections, switch-ups, and those 8-bar and 16-bar moments where the arrangement needs to breathe and then hit harder. We're going to use stock Ableton devices like Sampler, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, Saturator, Redux, Utility, and a little bit of compression and EQ. And the real star of the show is automation. In drum and bass, automation is arrangement. That's the mindset. Start by choosing a break with strong transient detail. Think Amen. Think Hot Pants or any chop jungle style loop that already has character. Drag it into an audio track and get it looping cleanly over one or two bars. If it needs warping, keep it subtle. Don't overcook the timing if the groove already feels good. Before processing, make sure the level is sensible. You can use clip gain or utility to normalize it so you're not hitting your devices too hard right away. Now build your clean foundation layer. This is the break that will keep the groove anchored, so don't destroy it. A solid starting chain is EQ8, then Drum Bus, then a glue compressor or standard compressor, and finally utility. With EQ8, clean up any unnecessary low end if it's muddy in your sub-region. A gentle high pass around 30 to 40 Hz is often enough. If it feels boxy, make a small cut somewhere in the 200 to 400 Hz range. If the break needs more presence, a little lift in the 4 to 8 kHz area can help the snare and hat speak. On Drum Bus, keep the drive moderate. Just enough to thicken the break without flattening it. You can leave crunch very low or off here, and only use a touch of transient shaping if the break needs a little more snap. Then add glue compressor with a fairly gentle ratio, a moderate attack, so the transients can breathe, and just a couple dB of gain reduction. The point is to blue the break, not smash it. This layer should feel solid, musical, and dependable. It's your anchor. Now for the fun part, the crunchy sampler texture layer. Duplicate the break to a second track, or resample it if you want to commit early. For this lesson, let's put it into Sampler on a MIDI track, because that gives us a really direct way to shape the playback character. Drop Sampler onto a MIDI track and load the break in. Set it to classic mode so we can treat it more like a playable sample rather than a slice grid. If needed, turn warp on, but again, keep it tasteful. A useful trick here is to slightly offset the sample start so it doesn't hit exactly on the original transient. Sometimes that tiny delay gives the break a more dragged, gritty feel. You can also tighten the start and end points, so you're emphasizing the nastier part of the loop instead of the cleanest part. That's a nice way to make the color layer feel like a new personality rather than a copy. Now build the texture chain after Sampler. A strong chain here is EQ8, Saturator, Redux, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, and Utility. With EQ8, high pass the layer if it's only meant to be color. You usually do not want this competing with the kick and sub. If it's harsh, notch out some brittle resonance in the 2 to 5 kHz area. If you want more bark, a subtle bump in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz zone can give it a nice throatiness. Next comes Saturator. Add a few dB of drive and turn on soft clip if needed. This gives the layer a nice glue before it gets crushed by Redux. Then add Redux and use it like seasoning. A little downsampling and bit reduction can instantly make the break feel pixelated and damaged, but don't leave it static. Start with a moderate setting, maybe 2x to 4x downsample at around 8 to 12 bits, then automate it later, so it comes and goes with the arrangement. After that, use Drum Bus again to add more drive and a bit of crunch. You can reduce the transients slightly here, if you want the layer to feel more smeared and textural rather than punchy. Then put Auto Filter after that. This is where the layer starts to become musical. Use low pass or band pass filtering and automate the cutoff over time. Finish with Utility for gain staging and width control. If the layer gets too wide or too messy, narrow it down. In dark DNB, a mono-ish dirty layer often works better than a wide one. Now we get into the core idea, automation with phrasing. Think in terms of movement across 4, 8, or 16 bars. Don't just set one crunchy sound and leave it there. Give it a story. A great 8-bar breakdown might start with the texture buried low in the mix and filtered quite closed. Then over bars 3 and 4, you gradually open the filter, introduce a little more saturation, and maybe bring up the track volume slightly. By bars 5 and 6, the grime peaks. You push the drive, add more downsampling, maybe narrow the stereo field for tension, and let the brake feel like it's getting physically worn down. Then in bars 7 and 8, you pull it back again. Close the filter, reduce the distortion, lower the level, and leave a short dirty tail or fill that leads into the next section. That rise, peak, and pullback is the magic. The listener feels the energy shift without needing a giant fill every time. In Ableton, press it to show automation. Choose your target parameter, and draw smooth curves unless you want a glitchy effect. Filter cutoff is one of the best things to automate, because it instantly creates movement. Drive is another great target, especially if you let it rise on snare hits or near the end of a phrase. Redux can be automated in short bursts for moments of damage, and utility width can be used to make the texture feel tighter during tense moments and wider on impact. A really effective method is to automate with musical phrases rather than just bars. Think question and answer. Maybe the first two bars introduce the texture, the next two push it, then the next two break it down, and the last two give you the reset before the drop. That feels much more intentional than moving every knob all the time. If you want extra rhythmic motion, you can add little automation bursts on specific hits. For example, a quick filter pop at the end of a two-bar phrase, a brief spike in saturation on the last snare, or a tiny downsample dip on a fill. These micro-events can be more powerful than giant sweeps, because they interact with the groove instead of covering it up. Once the texture sounds good, print it. Resample the processed break to audio. This is a huge step, because it commits the movement and gives you something you can chop, reverse, and rearrange. Route the processed break to a new audio track, record a few bars, then slice the result and move pieces around in arrangement view. This often gives you a more unique and finished sound than endlessly tweaking the live chain. You can also add space carefully. A short echo on the crunchy layer can be great if you keep it filtered and low in feedback. Use it for fills rather than leaving it wide open all the time. Reverb can work too, but keep it short and controlled. In this style, you want air around the break, not a wash that buries the groove. One important concept here is contrast. The crunchy layer works best when it doesn't stay loud the whole time. In an intro, start with a clean break and slowly fade in the color layer. In the build, increase the automation activity. Right before the drop, pull the low end and maybe even remove the color layer for a beat or a bar. That absence makes the drop feel bigger when the clean drums and bass return. Sometimes the strongest move is not adding more dirt, but removing it at the right moment. A few practical warnings. Don't overprocess the break, because too much distortion and compression can flatten the groove. Don't let the dirty layer fight your bass line, especially in the 60 to 150 Hz region. Keep an eye on gain staging, because saturation and redux can add a surprising amount of level. And don't automate everything at once. If every knob is moving all the time, the listener stops feeling the rhythm. Choose a few meaningful controls and make them count. Here are a few advanced ideas you can try once the basic workflow is working. Split the texture into two bands, one low-mid grind layer that is filtered, centered, and gritty, and one top texture layer that gives you sparkle and fizz. Or alternate between clean and damaged bars so the break keeps shifting between states. Another strong move is to automate only short bursts, like a drive spike on the last kick or a filter pop before a transition. You can also build three versions of the same break, clean, mid-crunch, and destroyed. Then use those like a damage ladder across the arrangement. For a great practice exercise, build a four-bar breakbeat color loop that starts clean, gets dirtier in the middle, and then resolves. Duplicate the break, put the crunchy chain on the second track, automate filter cutoff from low to high, raise redux over bars 2 and 3, increase saturator drive on bar 3, then pull volume down at the end. Resample the result, chop it up, and make one fill that leads back into the first bar. If you want to push yourself, make one version that's rolling and subtle and another that's darker and more jungle damaged. Compare how much movement you actually need. Often the best version is the one that feels the most intentional, not the most extreme. So the big takeaway is this. In drum and bass, breakbeat texture is about movement, contrast, and control. Start clean. Add grit with purpose. Automate the evolution, then print and reshape it. Use the break not just as a loop, but as a living part of the arrangement. That's how you get that crunchy sampler feel without losing the groove. That's how you make the break sound like it's being pulled apart and rebuilt in real time. And that's where the energy really comes alive. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter lesson voiceover, a more hype DJ-style narration, or a timed script broken into scene-by-scene sections.